One memory that I have of the COVID pandemic is that around that time I had children. One is now 12, the other one is 8, and at that time they were going to school. And sadly, they couldn't go to school anymore, and they had to do e-learning, so they had to learn from the computer. And honestly, I think that it was harder on adults, but it was even harder on children, because they went through a pattern of going to school and being with friends to being at home, and it brought a lot of sadness, because, you know, when you go through those things and you're used to having structure and going to seeing your friends to now being at home all the time, it makes it a lot harder. And honestly, my child, my older one, had a really difficult time. He went through a depression stage, and it was really hard for him. And as a mother, to see that, it kind of hurt me in a way. And I don't think that it's right. They shouldn't have took the kids from school. I think they should have, at least not for as long. My kids had to not be in school for 2 years. And I think that was really hard on them. And then when we had originally could be able to go to school, I feel like they kind of fell back learning-wise, because you can't really learn through a computer as much as if the teacher's sitting in the classroom and you're one-on-one and you're learning things. So that makes it really difficult. And then also, another memory is I worked through the COVID pandemic. I was a nurse on the COVID, and we did a lot of, I had to work at the COVID ward, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm not in the nursing field right now. Because I think I needed a break. It was a time where I couldn't see my kids. I was working almost 16 to 20 hour shifts. It really took a toll on me and my staff, mentally, physically. And I don't think that I would probably forget that and that's probably for anybody that's in the medical field. I don't think that they're ever going to forget that. There was times where you had to get people on ventilators. They couldn't see their families. They literally had to talk to them through a screen. And where I'm from, which is California, we got hit really hard. So we had to do tents. We had to get things from other hospitals in order to manage. And I think that makes it really difficult. Especially there were nights where I couldn't even see my family, because when it first came out, nobody knew what it was. And all we kept hearing was, oh, you're going to, you know, we don't want this. And if you do get it, you're not going to make it. So when that happened, I think it scared a lot of people. And it put a lot of people in fear. And also, not just that, but grocery shopping. There was nothing in any stores that we had went. It was like everybody panic shopped and took everything. I had to order wipes from my son. He was little at that time. He's 4 now, but at that time he was 2.5. And we had to order wipes from Amazon to come, and it was just a mess. So I think those are memories that I would probably look back on for the rest of my life. Say then, no.